We have over 50 individuals who have volunteered to help raise walls on our 46th home.
And how did these volunteers come together?
They're all, well, I mean, we have some different groups, like Avon Lake United Church of Christ has a group here, but most of the individuals have just come because they heard about us through our Restore advertisement, through our social media pages, and they all wanted to learn how to build. And today is the National Women Build event, which is a national program through Lowe's to help women be comfortable on the build site. So a lot of them came specifically because they're women and they wanted to honor either their mothers or just be involved in the community.
Speaking of the United Church of Christ, they presented you today with a major check. Talk about that and the impact it can have.
Avon Lake United Church of Christ has sponsored us the last 4 years with a $10,000 check. They actually put to their congregation what do you call it when they do a tithe? And they dedicated this year their Easter donations to our organization. In the past, they have a thrift store called Good Neighbors, and that thrift store has matched what the church was able to raise, which is why they do give us a $10,000 check every year. I have a couple individuals in that church that are the linkage to Habitat, that love Habitat, and they support us and they advocate for us and they get the rest of the people involved.
The foundation is laid, the walls are going up today. How long will it take to actually complete this home?
Well, it's going to get staggered out because I have different groups that sponsor parts of the house. So, for example, Mexichem in Avon Lake, they sponsored us with $6,000 this year, which was a match to the Lorain County Community Foundation. So we were able to raise $11,000 through that combined matching grant program. They'll be out here putting all the siding on the houses in a couple weeks. And so we'll keep scheduling individuals. I want to mention that Electrical Accents donates all the labor and material to put in the electrical. And I'm trying to think who else. Oh, and Sims Lohman, they donate all the cabinetry in the bathroom and the kitchen. This has two bathrooms and a kitchen, and they'll provide all of that cabinetry for nothing.
Do you know at this point who will be moving into this house?
We don't have a family selected yet, and in fact, we're accepting applications for our next three homes. So this home is 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. It's identical to the next house I'm building. And between now and the third family selection will depend on how many bathrooms and bedrooms there are. But applications are available. If anybody is at 80% or less in the area medium income, they can apply for the home. Now, the home isn't given to them. They do get a mortgage, and they have to provide 500 hours of sweat equity to be eligible for the home.
This one is being built on Borden Avenue in Elyria. Where will the others be built?
The next home is going to be built right next door to this one, and there's a third lot here. I do have a lot in Wellington, and I have one in Vermilion, but we want to finish all our sites in Elyria before we move to another community.